bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Jordan Rock, plus breakfast biscuits, and Tom tries to speak hip with Jordan Rock. After this song by Pat Godwin.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. I spent a year in Abu Ghraib for my crime. I killed, maimed, and terrorized in the name of jihad. But the U.S. stripped me naked and made me do a pyramid. A nude male pyramid. It was horrible. And torture. They tied a rusty wire around my eye. Can't say.
No, you're right. You can't.
It's a dirty word. I was not raised that way.
Yeah.
They said the rusty wire contained electricity. They grabbed my hair, stood me on a chair, and took a photo of me. They tied a rusty wire for all my friends to see. Oh, the horror!
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Oh, it's terrible. Newspaper boy, please look for me. Who is that man on page 3? I know they blurred the face out, but everyone can tell. The whole wide world is laughing. I'll kill the infidel. Kill the infidel. They tied a rusty wire and made fun of me. Tell Saddam Hussein it wasn't sodomy. They took a photo for all the world to see. With Abu on my back, Alicia around my neck, and me on my knees. And a tomboy female prison guard pointing and laughing at me. They tied a wire and made fun of me. They tied a wire and made fun of me. They tied a wire and made fun of me.
It's okay.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks very much for joining us. The lovely lady is Christy
Thank
Lee.
Thank you, Tom.
The legendary Ace Cosby handling the engineering duties today. Good morning, Ace. That would be Chick McGee across the way at the sports desk.
Hi.
I've got a question for Josh in a matter of seconds. Just joining us in the studio. He is comedian Jordan Rock. Good to see you, Jordan.
Hi. Good to see you guys.
Looking good. I've got a couple questions for you in just a second. But first.
Well, that sounded a little.
Well, why wouldn't you? We want to get to know him. Yeah.
I know. I feel rude not going right to our guest. He's taken the time and trouble to get up to join us.
However, Josh said something in the conversation.
What did I say innocuously now?
No, you came back in here.
It would give one pause.
And Christy said, did you get to eat any of.
We had a biscuit for breakfast, and I said, did you eat a biscuit? And you said.
I said, yeah, I just shame ate one in my office.
So you left this room, got one of these breakfast biscuits, yes. Went to your office to eat it so no one would know.
Not so that no one would know, so that no one would watch me eat it. Because here's the thing.
I heard I came ate one in my office. I thought it was so good.
Are you still eating one?
Yeah. They're great.
Chip does it on the air, so
I'm the opposite. I want to be.
Hey, Jordan, would you like something to eat?
I'm all good. I'm really just admiring how good you guys are at not giving any product placement. That was really good. Yeah. You guys are just breakfast biscuit was so crazy. This breakfast biscuit. I'm like, these guys are pros, man. They really know what they're doing around here.
Well, I didn't see it. I wasn't out there. Are they good?
They're great.
They're unbelievably good.
They're really good. I've been actually wanting to wake up early enough to eat one of those for 8 years. And today I finally got to do it.
Yes, good.
I was watching a tape of you earlier this week video, and your voice is so great. I just love your speaking voice, but where did you grow up? What is that? Is that a New York accent?
I have everything in my voice. I grew up in South Carolina. I was born in New York. I've been in New York the last 10 years.
Because I'm usually pretty good at pinning it down. I couldn't pin down where you were from.
Yeah, it's got a little twang to it. I say certain words real New York, and then I say certain words real country.
Mm. Now, we were having a discussion.
That's weird.
This is certainly unpleasant and awkward, so I'm going to bring it up.
Oh, good.
Owen Benjamin... 6 foot four.
What a jerk, right?
Six foot four white guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He calls everybody bro.
But he doesn't, like he said, he doesn't emphasize it. It's pretty natural coming from him.
See, I would never be able to pull that off.
No. I couldn't either.
And he would be like governor or something like that, probably. Hello, but governor.
It just seems to be, I think it's cultural, what is it, cultural appropriation. I think it's ridiculous. I don't know.
You don't like it?
I can't pull it off. But for example.
But you're not
are you just
pro.
Jealous? Is that all it is?
No.
Yes.
You sound really defensive right
now.
Tom's
saying it started in, he thinks it started in the black community and
it
then
did.
It's appropriated.
I could remember being at the airport. I remember being at Cleveland Hopkins Airport and these guys were all dressed in the same sort of suits, and they all had what are those sewed-on badges called? Like patches.
Yeah.
And I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was like Bro Davis. Bro Johnson, and that was in the 60s. So when I was a kid, I thought, oh, so they got the bro thing down, and now it's a bunch of white frat boys. Hey, bro, it's cultural appropriation.
Are you just mad because you were too scared to do it back in the 70s?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Like you saw it in the 70s, you're like, I could never do this, and now you see everybody doing
never
it.
Never been able. Jordan, I shake hands like this. I can't do anything that's not. I don't know the high five thing. I feel like I'm faking it if I try to do that. Now, how do you shake hands?
Let me tell you, if you're doing high five, look at the elbow.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the elbow, perfect high five every time.
Nope. Is that what you're supposed
to do? Oh, you never miss. Huh?
You never miss.
Oh, I'll be done.
Jordan and I fist bumped. We did not shake hands.
Yeah, because you were eating that breakfast sandwich.
Right. That's right.
I was neck deep in this biscuit.
Because Jordan and I shook hands.
He shook hands with me as well.
Well, that's because you emerged from your eating lair.
Your came eating, or is it your cum eating? I'm not sure.
Shame eating.
Shame eating. You keep
I
it.
Heard
Are you still eating that breakfast biscuit?
Yeah.
Do you shame eat at home by yourself? Do you go in another room?
No.
Do you have to go in another room?
So that the TV doesn't see me? Or I don't accidentally catch my reflection?
Yes.
I got a question for you.
I heard came, I swear to God.
I know
Sometimes we hear what we want to hear.
I'm especially paranoid about everything in the world. When you're, like right now, I've got this, I've got a couple computers on. Can this computer see me?
And theoretically.
Can someone hack in and watch me?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are those people? You believe that?
Yep.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, I've just heard that it's possible.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I don't really care.
I don't care. Yeah. They're not going to see anything.
And if they do, what do I care?
I picked up Josh's phone, and I just picked it up, and it just said, enough.
He thinks all I do is masturbate.
I was going to say, if they hacked my webcam, that's all they would see. It's just that. I'd be like, what are you thinking?
Do you feel awkward using that phone and then calling your mom on it?
I don't really use the phone.
He doesn't think about it. It's all one. It's all one to him because he'll be doing one thing and then his mom will call and it just pops up on the screen.
That's got to be a boner.
Does her picture
killer.
Pop up when she calls?
No.
Well, that's awkward.
None of this ever happens.
That is really
lies.
I like the way you open up about yourself.
I've been too honest on this show. I rarely look at anything, any porn on my phone.
You're like, so the screen's like a, too small for you. You're like, you're like, I just right. need the whole thing. I need the full desktop.
I have to set up the projector. Yes,
they can't fit both boobs in. Apple hasn't done that yet.
Oh, he's got the Apple TV, so you can go through your TV now.
I don't have an Apple TV.
Oh.
You
Which
do.
Which is fascinating.
No, I don't. Well, I do, but it's not hooked
Yeah, Chick, when are you going to help first, me out with that?
That's the first product I heard you guys.
31st of September, I'll be
You told me that you would help me, so I went out remember. And bought them, and I now they're sitting that. In a box.
It's incredibly simple to do.
Not for me.
So you'd think you'd just take the time to do it real quick.
Right. You'd be a friend? a true bro?
No.
Because I understand.
If you lived nearby,
I'll
might.
I'll buy you dinner or no. lunch.
No.
Jordan, are you pretty electronically savvy?
I could hook up an Apple TV. Yeah, I can do that.
See? Yeah.
Now, by hook up, you mean plug I mean, in and not
you don't have sex with it.
Not
no.
Hook, no, I mean like hook me up with a low price on
oh
one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm
he's
not
good selling
at
that. Them out
okay,
of his
wait
trunk.
A minute. Because Jordan's
I mean, I might
black,
know a guy, but.
Because Jordan's a black guy, you thought he's going to steal an Apple TV
no,
and
it's because,
sell it to you at a low price.
No, it's
no that's exactly what you thought.
No, because he used the street phrase hook up.
No, that's not a street phrase.
That wasn't a street phrase at all. I really meant like hook it up to the TV. How do you? I know how to install an Apple TV. That's the problem.
That's how you have to talk around town.
Anytime he says hook up, because he's black, you think, oh, that's a hip phrase.
Now, when you say hook up, doesn't that mean to have a coitus with a lady friend?
Context. Like, context, man.
Yeah,
if you,
exactly.
Context clues.
Like, if I saw you tomorrow and you'd say, well, hey, Tom, it was nice meeting you. And by the way, I hooked up with a...
yes, that's fine. Yeah.
How do you describe an attractive woman? Hot babe? What's the current parlance?
What's the proper adjective I use these days?
Shorty!
No, you know what? I'm more
Shorty.
Of a cutie.
Cutie.
Okay, yeah.
Cute chick.
Oh, she's a cutie. Yeah.
A cutie.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. A
that's
cutie.
Sweet.
Yeah, it is. Is that just you, or is that a
It might just be me.
That's
a, might, that might just be me.
What do you mean? You think he gets a newsletter every
I can't keep up.
Here's the terms we're using.
We have a meeting every Tuesday.
It's called the Black Gentleman, and it tells you all, dime piece is out.
By the way, bitches and hoes, very 90s.
You know, you say that every time, the B word. You say that every time.
Bitches and hoes? That's because I got my Hip Hop Time Life series, Volume 1, Bitches and Hoes.
Exactly. It starts right at the chronic yes. one. And it doesn't go any further. He's still stuck in the G-Funk era.
I got to Volume 2, East Coast, West Coast.
I apologize to everyone. I'm very, very sorry.
Sorry.
Me too.
Jordan Rock is our guest, distinguished comedian, possessor of a great voice and a great wit and charm. And are you a single guy, married guy, kids? What's happening with your life?
I'm single, man. I'm single. I'm out here right now.
Any kids?
No, not that I know of.
You want one? I got seven.
No, I'm all good.
Okay, just asking.
I'm wrapping it up. There's two things I don't need. It's an STD or a KID. Can't get rid of those.
Yeah.
You know, every time you say have seven kids, it's like you're a cult leader. I have seven kids.
Well, sometimes I forget. I'm by myself.
That's an amazing
I'm by myself
nowadays.
This week.
I'm the youngest of seven.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm the youngest of seven, so I was tortured.
Oh, by the sound.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest of four. What's the span between the oldest and the youngest?
My oldest brother is 25 years older than me.
Whoa.
Okay.
So you barely know him.
I know him. He's pretty cool. Okay. He's pretty cool. I see him sometimes. My mom had him at 20. She had me at 45.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she thought she was done, and
That's
then I popped
amazing.
Out.
So
surprise.
You are
the surprise, baby.
You are like a, your seed was awesome, and that egg was just waiting for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicely done. Now, did your mom ever tell you what your name was going to be if you were a girl?
No, she didn't, actually.
Children's names start with J?
No. My mom, she thought I was like a, she thought she, my mom had me after she had menopause. So she thought that I was cancer.
No.
She thought she was sick.
Yeah,
you're
she
saying.
Thought she was sick.
She didn't know.
And there's like, a tumor swelling in her back.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh God,
she thought I was
started
bigger.
Kicking her. And yeah.
That is
amazing.
It's amazing. Not very funny. It's scary, really. But that's weird. I didn't know you could get pregnant post menopause.
It's a miracle, man.
Christy?
God, I hope not.
God, would that be good for the show?
No.
You just need to find a guy that can go deep.
Wow.
We already went through two, okay?
Okay, sir.
I took care of that.
Okay. All right, just asking. That'd be even more. That'd be more. Who's the basketball guy that just had his third?
Yeah,
kid?
I have my tubes tied.
Who's the guy that just had his third kid post vasectomy? We were just talking about him.
Cornerback Cromartie, one of them.
Yeah. Antonio Cromartie.
See, so that doesn't always take. That right. Correct.
Jordan, have you had your?
Well, he might want to have kids.
Vast deferens soldered closed.
No, I just pull out.
Oh,
I'm still there. I'm still using that. I'm still using that method.
Well, from what I understand, it's 99.9% effective.
It really is. It really is.
Guess what, fellas? No.
Guess what? Yeah, if you want a kid.
Did I mention how many kids I have? Okay, good to know. Jordan Rock's hanging out with us. What's happening in your life? You got a new car? You got a boat? Anything fun?
A new car?
I got a new car. I did get a new
car.
There
you go. See? Now, where do you live now? Do you live in L.A., New York? What's?
I'm living in L.A. now. LA's
you have
nice.
To have a car.
Yeah. You got to have a good car.
Yeah, I'm being. I got a Jeep.
All right.
Oh, nice cool. car.
So does Christy. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is it a Jeep? Like a Wrangler?
Yeah, I got a Wrangler. Soft top.
Yeah. Nice. That's a beach car.
Drop top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cruising around playing the Beach Boys. Everybody was surfing.
With your surfboard on top.
I always the Beach Boys music always intrigues me because every time I listen to the Beach Boys, I'm like, you would have never guessed the civil rights movement was going on at the same time.
You're right. It's pretty carefree.
Like, I would have never thought this was going on at the same time Selma was
Hang
happening.
Hang on a second.
If you put the Selma march and put the Beach Boys music underneath it, it would be different.
In my room.
Right,
you know, like I listen to that, I'm like, this was going on everything. The same time?
my whites only room.
Yeah, that may be the most profound thing ever said on this show. Thanks for coming, Jordan. That's amazing. That's so true. Yeah, this is probably too serious to bring up, but I'm watching I'm watching that PBS Vietnam series right now.
Uh-huh.
Have you
watched
any of this thing?
I haven't.
I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah.
Watching that.
Well, there's a point I'm going to make here, which is a little bit lighter than some. But they obviously use a lot of period music in there. And wow. Yikes. There's some pretty scary stuff going on. But the music brings you back to certain times all the time. And you are dead on about that. The Beach Boys, you don't really see. Doesn't really fit.
Those are really happy songs.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Like everyone was surfing.
Their biggest concern is like whether or not their dad will let them use the car.
Yeah.
Little new scoop, you don't know what
I'm picking up good vibrations. My draft card isn't existing.
It's intriguing to me. I'm like, this is so good.
So who do you listen to? If you were in the car right now by yourself, by the way, do they still call it a hoopty or is that gone?
No, a hoopty is a bad car.
Right.
Like a crummy car? Bad or because bad means good half the time. I can never figure it out.
Oh,
it's a crummy car.
Okay, thank you.
It's a crummy car.
I'm just trying to clarify. So what would you be listening to typically?
What would I listen to? I like to listen to a mix. I like to listen to like a balance of like actual good music. And beautiful ignorance.
Yes.
So, you know, I go from, you know, old school rock, like maybe like Nirvana or like Gorillaz. That's not old school. That's like pretty current. And then I'll just go straight to Migos, 21 Savage. And then I'll go like Mac DeMarco. And then I'll come right back to something 10 times more ignorant.
Wow. Now, if you have
you might as well be speaking Portuguese.
Correct.
Unless it came out in 65 to 75, he has no idea what's going on.
You don't know any 21
Gorillaz.
Savage? You don't know any 21 Savage, you guys?
Gorillaz. I listen to Gorillaz.
Here's what I like to listen to, Jordan. I don't know if you're ever familiar with this, but...
Don't, please.
Won't you come home till baby?
This is Mitch Miller.
This is the way God intended music.
Oh. Mitch Miller and the Fighting Caucasians.
The racism's over there.
We'll go beat up some queers.
Oh, God.
You know, I think Kanye sampled that.
Yeah.
It wasn't Kraftwerk, it was Mitch Miller.
When I was growing up, that's like the worst music ever made.
Yep, pretty much.
Awful. Now, if you have a lady in your Jeep, is there a special thing you go to? Is there like a go-to tune as you're driving home and it's dark?
What is my go-to tune?
Something kind of, I don't know. Kind of sexy, kind of. I believe Josh.
What is your go-to tune, man?
Oh, he has like, no go-to.
Can you give me
anything.
A reference track so I can think?
Well, I have some very young children, so let's see. What was I reading last night? Something like
Corduroy the Bear?
Yeah, I forget which one it was.
No, I mean, what song did you play? What song?
When you were wooing a woman, yeah.
When you're wooing your girl, do you ever?
I have this. I used to have the same car you have.
Grand Cherokee?
Yeah, and mine was stolen, as you know. But right. I'd owned the thing for a year, and then one day I hit the wrong button, and all of a sudden a thing popped out for a CD, and I went, this has a CD player.
You are a master at skirting a question.
Yeah.
No, my point is, I really don't have a go-to.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever sung to a woman face-to-face, serenaded her a little bit?
Absolutely not.
Look how uncomfortable he got. Well, with you just saying that.
I think that is kind of an uncomfortable. Have you ever done it, chick?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh dear, what were you singing?
I don't remember.
Jordan, you ever sing to a lady? Can you sing? You have a good voice.
I have a horrible singing voice.
Let's answer Josh's. Have you ever?
Josh has probably done
I've
it.
I've tried
because Josh is a good singer. Josh, you were in the.
You've never done it.
You were in the. You were one of the all male singing high boys at what was that name?
Yeah, I was in the show choir.
Okay, sorry.
Did you call his male singing group the high boys? What you said?
I just made that up. Sorry. We're gonna come right back.
No,
we're
not. I'm leaving.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.